becoming aware of the body in the seated posture or other position you've chosen for this meditation. And we let the body rest on this cushion in this posture, feeling the points of contact between body and the support, the cushion, the chair, the back of the chair, the floor, and beneath that, the earth. And as we breathe in and out, allowing the sense of the breath as it enters the body to be known equally well as a support for you in this moment, in this body. And just as we've invited the body to rest on this cushion or floor, inviting to mind the mind to rest on the body in just the same way. So placing your attention gently on the feet on the floor, a gentle scan of the body, and remembering this body made of flesh, skin, and bones. Alive in this moment as we breathe in and out. Perfect in whatever imperfections we might be dealing with in this moment, because it's strong enough for us to be here together. So just resting as best you can in the strength of this body, the liveliness of this body. And now inviting a focusing of attention on the sensations of breathing, picking up on in-breath or out-breath, wherever you happen to find yourself at this moment, and continuing to follow along. From this place of inviting mindfulness of the body and a gentle checking into the quality of the heart, feeling the love, compassion, care in your own being in this moment, and allowing a touching into your intentions for practicing. Perhaps noting the ethical quality of our desire to practice to minimize suffering in our own lives and in the lives of others. And now just allowing a release, relaxation of thought, and then opening up to the spaciousness of this body, this heart, this mind. This spirit. And now calling to mind an experience of challenge or difficulty that you've encountered on your journey of this day. It could be simply remembering a painful reaction to a news item or a distressing conversation or email or some sort of interaction on social media. As you call this forth, be gentle and kind with yourself. Maybe just choosing something that's manageable and within your window of tolerance right now to give us the opportunity to simply practice with remembering this aspect of our experience and noticing where it sort of lives in the body. So maybe there's a residue of the sadness, the distress, anger, difficult emotion that you felt. And so the invitation is to notice where you're feeling that in your body. Notice where this manifestation of this unpleasantness is arising in your body. And then to inquire as to whether or not you can notice any underlying clinging or grasping, maybe wanting things to be a little bit different than they are. Or maybe you're noticing some pushing away, some aversion, some of that energy of anger. Or maybe it's just confusion. What I'm naming here are what are called in Buddhism the three root hindrances: greed, hatred, and delusion. And the invitation is to just notice whether or not these moments of difficulty and challenge in some way might bear the categorization of an example of craving, clinging, greed, aversion, pushing away, hatred, or confusion, ignorance, delusion. And just noticing. It could be that we're feeling some quality of restlessness or worry. The invitation is to just be curious about the feelings associated, the sort of quality of unpleasantness, where you feel that in your body and in your mind, and how it may color, if you will, the sense of what is holding your attention in this moment. And see if you can continue breathing in and out and just notice, keep your attention on this feeling, these sensations, these feeling tones, and see if you can notice as you breathe in and out, inviting the sense of the breath in and breath out to intermingle with these bodily and mental sensations of dissatisfaction, suffering. And see if you can notice any subtle ways that the feelings, tones are changing, bear the marks of impermanence right here, right now. And as we notice the changing quality, maybe even ever so subtly, of these feeling tones in the body, see if you can notice a corresponding subtle or more obvious change in the quality of the mind. So on the next in-breath and out-breath, you might notice a little bit more spaciousness, a little more ease. And invite just a sense of opening up of the mind in feeling that quality of open receptivity coming back to the fore. That quality of knowing, oh, this is what sadness feels like. Feeling the spaciousness, opening up to the sense that you can identify and know sadness, but also know that you are not the sadness that you see or feel. There's more to you than this feeling. So as we identify that sadness, it's shadowy, kind of maybe unpleasant. We can imagine that's an example of the sort of dark, sort of murky dimensions of our experience. And as we open up spaciousness, inviting lightness, warmth, more ease, that quality into our awareness. And we can see if we can imagine holding awareness of both the shadow and the light. And if and as we can notice both, seeing if we can shift our attention into the knowing consciousness, recognizing that the knowing consciousness is not necessarily in pain, in confusion, but can observe pain, confusion, anger. Almost like flowing currents on a river of experience, that knowing quality can also sense ease, release, letting go. Breathing in and breathing out and being prepared for this next new moment with all of its potential and possibility. And now allowing the recollection of the distressing moment incident that we're working with, allowing that to dissolve and relax, and just resting in the sensations of the body, breathing or being breathed, if you will, in this moment, letting go into the sense of in-breath and out-breath. Opening up to the sense of the spaciousness of the knowing dimension of your experience, the boundless mind. And to the degree it might be nurturing to you in this moment, really bringing in compassion, metta or loving kindness, touching into the quality of love in your heart that we touched into at the outset of this practice and allowing it to infuse your body and your experience as we draw this practice to a close. Thank you for your practice. Keep practicing like this over the course of the days between now and our next course session, session number 4.